Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I congratulate you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation teacher who shares a different meditation technique every day on the podcast. And every episode is focused on a weekly theme. So you get to explore a particular topic in depth so you can really master it. And as you do so, you can see what works best for you to help you manage stress throughout the week. This is a 7-part series. Each series lasts for an entire week. So you have a meditation, one for each day of the week. Well, our theme this week was inspired by a business group that I've been hosting. You may have heard me mention a few times on the podcast a different group that I've been supporting, which is J.V. Crum III's Millionaire Inner Mindset program. And he's releasing one final live program, and we have several people in a private Facebook group that I'm offering where I help people with the business mindset piece. And J.V. Crum's program is all about business strategy and mindset as well. But with meditation, it's a wonderful way to help you with your mindset, especially your business mindset. So in our private group there, we've had several live coaching calls. And by the way, you are welcome to join this free private Facebook group. And to do so, just send me a message to mary@sipandohm.com or go to my Facebook page and send me a message there on the Sip and Ohm Facebook page and ask to be added, and I'll add you to this group. You can also find all the different meditations, the techniques, and any resources I recommend. You can find those on my website for the Confidence Mindset Meditation Series for this week. Just go to the episode or the podcasts, and you'll find the Confidence Mindset Meditation Series, and you'll find everything you need there for this entire week of meditations. So this meditation series was inspired by these group members, and I'm creating this meditation series as a tribute to them as they launch into their own business success. So in today's meditation, I'm going to guide you in a meditation to help you have confidence as you begin your business, or as you work in your regular business, or just as you go about your life, your day-to-day life, whatever you happen to be doing. Maybe to have more confidence in a relationship, or more confidence about how you look, maybe your physical body. And so this is going to be a series for you to do a little introspection, to go a little deeper within yourself on a personal level, to focus on yourself this week. And I recommend that you keep a journal, a gratitude journal. That's a little different from many gratitude journals. This is a gratitude journal where you're thankful for yourself. You're thankful for all the different things that make you who you are. Even some of those things that you're not crazy about yourself. Maybe you would like to change. Think about how you can be grateful for yourself just as you are this week, and keep a gratitude journal where every morning you start off thanking yourself for who you are, and every evening you end your day with gratitude for showing up for yourself as you are, your true inner nature, and honoring yourself for exactly as you are. And so you'll be guided in a visualization meditation. So as you get ready to meditate, go ahead and make yourself nice and comfortable. Settle yourself into your meditation space and get ready to meditate. I want to mention, as you go throughout this week and do this series, see if you can reach out to a mentor or a support person, someone you can tag when you're feeling a little bit down or you need a boost. See if you can tag a support person or even a mentor, maybe someone who has the kind of success or confidence you aspire to have. See if you can have lunch with them or have a phone conversation and touch base with them and ask them how they became so confident or so adept at what they do. This will really help you boost your own confidence, because I think a lot of times we have this illusion that maybe other people have certain advantages we don't have, or that they're better at this, or they're better looking, or they're more talented. And really, when you get to know that person, you realize that they're really not necessarily better than you could be. They just show up for themselves. They just keep trying. They keep putting themselves out there until they become excellent, until they become very good, even world class at what they do. I shared with the Mindset group members in the Facebook group that a lot of times when I record meditations, here I'm at 779, almost 800 meditations. A lot of times I'll hear myself stutter or trip over a word and I think, oh, I should go back and really edit that. And because I do a daily meditation, that would really take me forever. And I think I'd get kind of burnt out. And I know what works for me is just to be natural and honest. Despite my imperfections here and there, I think that most of you who listen to me maybe appreciate my honesty. Otherwise, you would move on to another more polished podcast. But I truly am showing up for you and for myself, just being very honest and open. Because for myself, that's how I learn the best from others. And that's just how I am. So this is me. And I encourage you to find how you can be honest about who you are and show up in a bigger way with others. Do that for others, because you never know who you can reach when you put yourself out there. Even if you're nervous or even if you're scared, you become more confident the more you do it. Yes, you'll have critics, but you're going to have a lot of people who are so grateful for what you do. And even if you didn't do anything, you know what? You'll still have critics. You'll still have people who love you. It's all good. So why not put yourself out there in a bigger way and develop your talents and become expert at what you do than to just remain status quo? So my challenge to you this week is to put yourself out there a little more and reach out to mentors and other people who are doing what you're doing so that you can model what they're doing and learn from them and realize that they're just like you are. Everybody starts somewhere. Very few people are born with the talents they have right now. Most people develop them over practice and practice and practice. And you can do this too. So, settle yourself into your meditation space and close your eyes gently. Keep them slightly elevated as they're closed. This keeps your thoughts uplifted as you meditate. Begin to relax the different areas of your body where you're likely to hold tension. Start at your feet. Relax your feet and your calves. Soften your knees. Relax your thighs. Relax your hips and your stomach. Let it soften. The moment you relax your stomach, you automatically release tension in your body. Relax your chest and your shoulders. Relax your arms and your hands. Rest your hands on your lap with your palms upward or downward. Soften your throat. Relax your neck. Release tension in your jaw. Relax your face. Soften your eyes. Beautiful. Notice how you feel. See if you can breathe into any remaining areas of tension. Notice your breath as you inhale through your nose and exhale through your nose. Allow yourself to relax at your own pace, not forcing your breath in any way, just noticing how you're breathing right now. Think about something in your life where you would like to have more confidence in this area of your life. Maybe it's with your business or relationships or your health. Maybe as a parent. Just bring to mind where you'd like to have more confidence in your life. Stomach soft, shoulders relaxed, throat and jaw relaxed. Eyes gently lifted upward. Now consider some point in your life where you felt so sure of yourself, where you felt incredibly confident. Bring to mind yourself at this moment in your past where you felt so self-assured. Notice everything about that moment. Notice how you looked, your face, your expressions. How are you breathing? How was your posture? What were you wearing? Who were you with? Maybe you were alone. Bring to mind the full essence of this moment in time. Now notice how you feel in your body right now. Notice and remember how you felt in your body at that moment in time when you were at your best. To notice the difference. See if you can get that moment back. Now, that feeling in your body. A feeling of confidence. Belief in yourself. Connected to your environment and everything around you. Consider what you could do to get it back. How could you recapture that feeling of confidence? Continue visualizing and feeling yourself when you are at your best, when you are in the zone of your confidence. Recapture this moment and bring it with you anytime you need to tap into it. Continue meditating, enjoying these beautiful sensations you're creating. Meditate just to the point where you feel you could go a little bit longer. Always end your meditation on a high note. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.